Surrey, Northwest London, Thursday, 6th of May, Chof Dalet Ior, Laman Tesla Oime, Rivianki Wiesenfeld, Loshon Hara Update.
You're the Oime.
So, Vishus Kola 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 Yishazer.
There's a lot of people watching Zoom.
Yeah, sure. I hope so. Yeah, many speakers thank the organisers of Torah Way at the beginning of their drosha for giving them the opportunity to speak. The truth is that Torah Way Northwest London doesn't have organisers. It only has one organiser. Our founder, and through thick and thin, normal times and during COVID, in the Beis HaMedrash and online, in good health and Rachmana L'Shalom Faket, he single-handedly organises Torah Way week in, week out. The posters, the shiurim, the payments, the transport, everything. It's unbelievable, and we're eternally grateful to him.
Yes.
And therefore, I'd like to thank the organizer for opportunity to share these Divrei Torah with you on the 25th Yortzeit of my Shrei Zichroni Levrocha, Rabbi Fishel Ben Rabbi Yoel Arya, Mr. Fishel Dick Zichroni Levrocha, whose Yortzeit was on Monday. Last night I got a message from Dudi, at about midnight, because he's busy organising next week's programme. Today's the deadline for Thursday. Just to say, he hasn't got a sponsor yet for next week. So if anybody wants to do a deal, there's a deal to be had. You can get a discount to sponsor next week's shiurim.
I'll do a deal if somebody wants to share with me for the initial.
Fine, okay, fine. I'll speak. Let's speak after the shiur. Bliado will sort something out. Now, Dudi maintains high standards. At least until today. So, many months ago, Dudi asked that we should learn Hilchos Loshon Hara as a schus for his refuah. And indeed, for 5 minutes daily before the shiur, every day, we share these Divrei Torah together, working through the klolim and the protim, and becoming more aware and more alert of the issa of Loshon Hara in our daily lives. And in fact, I had the schus that even during COVID, when we weren't meeting here, I continued giving the daily shiur on Loshon Hara for 5 minutes every day after Shachris in our garden minyan. And that's all in his zechus. So we hope Yad Shem this should be a zechus for him and for everybody.
Amen.
I thought that with a title like Loshon Hara Update, that the room would be packed full. You know, everybody would come to hear what's going on, the latest plotkes, Olam HaYeshivas, Olam HaTorah, in the Kehillas. Who wouldn't enjoy the latest gossip with a heksha from Torah Way? It should really have been Hilchos Loshon Hara Update rather than Loshon Hara Update, the title. And what I'd like to do is that a number of interesting subjects have come up during the months in the Torah Way Shiurim, in the Hilchos Loshon Hara Shiurim, and I thought maybe I'll share some of those with you. For those of you who've been at the Shiurim, they will be maybe Chazorah. And for those who haven't, then I can share it with a wider audience, and that will be Latovus everybody. We've just finished learning Klal Tes, which is the halachas of Avak Loshon Hara, and we're about to start Klal Yud, which is the halachas of Toeles, which we've come across many times already. Rabbi Dessler, it's said b'shem Rabbi Dessler that he said that koloi medova b'shem oimroi mevi geula la'olam, that somebody who repeats at Dvar Torah, and he gives the authorship, he explains to people where he got it from, then he's maybe Geula La'olam. Says Rabbi Dessler that there's a tenai to that. And that is that he's got to tell them right at the beginning of the drosha where he got it from. Well, he comes along and he gives out a nice Torah way drosha, and he asks a shtak kasha, and then he says Alomdus mitachakira, and then he gives an answer, and it's absolutely brilliant. And you think this guy is amazing. And he says, yeah, and I saw all this in the Meshech Chochma, I saw all this in the Chazam Sofer, whatever it is. He tells you that afterwards. But during the period when you think he's brilliant, you think this is all his Torah, then in a way, he's stealing Yenam's Torah. He's giving a wrong impression. He's giving the idea that, you know, this is his Torah, when in fact it isn't his Torah. He says, if you're going to be Mevi Gulo Lo'olam, then you're Oymesh Dova B'Shem Oymroi at the beginning of the Shia. And therefore I want to say right at the beginning of this Shia, everything I'm telling you is from the Chofetz Chaim and from the Sforim, the Mefarshim on the Chofetz Chaim, Bilodoy. These are not my Chidushim. I'm saying things over that I've seen in the Noisei Kelim, etc. Many Torah Way Shiurim are... This Torah Way Shiur is therefore born out of Torah Way. out of the Hilchos Lashon Hara of Torah Way, and it complies with all the requirements of a Torah Way Shir. Right. First of all, many Torah Way Shirim are entitled in Yonah de Yoima. Yeah, when when the speakers don't know what they're going to speak about, when they agree to speak, then they say, okay, in Yonah de Yoima, or Parsha theme, or Halachic topic. So this is in Yonah de Yoima, because it comes in this week's Sedra. That's the Parsha theme. The Yonah de Yoima is the Gemara that we mentioned in Baba Basra last week. The Gemara says that Rav said that a person is over, right? It's kimat nishayach, that a person won't be over on three things every single day of his life. He mentions the three things. One is hirahur aveiro. He has a machshava that maybe I fancy doing this particular aveira. He's got a tava for a particular aveira. The second thing is iyun tefillah, which we said was two possibilities. Either it means that you simply daven without kavana, say all these shemus and all these tefillahs without thinking. That's one pshat. The other pshat that's brought down in the Rishonim is iyun tefillah means that you start checking up on the Ribbono Shel Olam. I davened really well. I said the Tehillim. I did everything. K'mo Shekosuv, and yet this chayla died. And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't answer my tefillah. Yet I wasn't saved. And you've got Tannus on the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the alternative pshat of iyun tefillah. And the third one is Lashon Hara. Everybody is over Lashon Hara every day, says Rav. Afraid the Gemara, Lashon Hara, Sal Kadaitach. You think everybody's over Lashon Hara? So the Gemara says, Avak Lashon Hara. At least Avak Lashon Hara every day. Or Baninyan Fin, Lashon Hara comes up every day of your lives, and therefore it's Zicha in Yonah Deyoimah. It's Zicha Pasha theme, because in this week's Sedra you've got a pasuk which says, Altoinu Ish Es Ochiv. Says the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Zu Oino As Momoin, that this is the love of overcharging. Right, more than a shtus, etc. The halacha of Oinoas Momoin is the first posuk. But then the posuk says, after that, Imke Matalmud Loima, three pesukim later, Veloi Soinu Ish Esochiv, Break Drashi from the Gemara, Ha'kan Hize Al Oinoas Devorim, Shlo Yaknit Ish Es Chaveiroi, the Esraehu. Yeah, you mustn't hurt people with words. And obviously that's one of the lavin of Lashon Hara, and therefore that has a connection with this week's Sedra. And Avada, it's a halachic topic. Now, the Rav said that kimat nishayach, that a person should be over. We just learnt in the halacha of the Chofetz Chaim that he says that unfortunately the reason why the Chofetz Chaim wrote his sefer was because he realized that Lashon Hara is not just rampant, people don't even know about it. People are not goyus Lashon Hara. Once upon a time, there was no Shulchan Aruch or sefer which had acted as a compendium of all the Ma'amori Chazal legaba Lashon Hara. There's a Mama Chazal here, Mama Chazal there, a Rambam here, a Rambam there. But basically there was no Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Lashon Hara. And therefore people were not Nizah. People used to speak as a matter of course. It wasn't really a subject. And even more than that, even amongst the Rabbonim, yeah, Yechide, Skula, etc. But they didn't know Hilchos Lashon Hara. If you had a Shaila in Lashon Hara, who would you go and ask? So we had here, I think his first name was Reb Hillel Zaks. Yeah, an article of the Chofetz Chaim. He spoke here, and he said that what the Chofetz Chaim and the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva and the Chofetz Chaim Heritage and all these organizations, what they achieved was that they put Lashon Hara on the map. And Ad Kedei Kach, he told an amazing story. I don't know if any of you remember it. I'll tell you very briefly, because I thought it was something that stuck in my mind. He said there was a lady called Mrs. Katz, and she lived in Tel Aviv, and she was... It's difficult to describe how you describe her. She was a frum lady, but not what you call heimish. Yeah? Nishmishaluni. Yeah? She covered her hair with a beret, but it wasn't completely covered. You know, she sent her son to the hesder, he went to the army, bit of frum, etc., etc. A frum family, shomer shabbos, but not what you call, nish the extreme...
Traditional
Jews. Not Haredi? Yeah, they are Haredi. They are Haredi. They're Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos from people. Anyway, right, okay. So this lady, Mrs. Katz, she was very successful in setting up a firm in which she supplied IT services, computer services, to firms. And there was a contract going for one of the government ministries. And there was a Dr. Shalom who ran a government ministry, and he was putting out a tender for IT services. This Dr. Shalom was absolutely brilliant. He understood the subject perfectly, and he ran his department very efficiently. And he prepared this tender document, and asked competitors to bid for this IT contract, 5 years supplying IT to a ministry of the government. The contract was certainly worth many millions of dollars, and the potential profit was also in the millions of dollars. Mrs. Katz made the bid. She was one of those who bid for the contract, and she thought, you know, the contract, the specification, the requirements were something that she could comply with. Very clearly set out, no problem at all, perfect job. So she got a call from this Dr. Shalom saying, I'd like to meet you and discuss the contract, but not in my office, not in your office, we'll go for a walk in the park. So they went out for a walk in the park, and Dr. Shalom said to him as said to her as follows, said, I want you to know, you're the lowest bidder, right? And therefore, by rights, you should get the contract. But, said, I do my job, I earn a salary, I'm a civil servant. I don't want to live only on the money that I make, which is why we're going for a walk in the park where nobody can overhear. She said, I want to go 50-50 with you on the profits. Said, I've made a cheshbon that you're going to make over the next 5 years, $3 million profit.
Yeah.
Said, half for me and half for you.
Good.
She didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to do. From one point of view, $1.5 million, she doesn't want to what's wrong. On the other hand, it's a corruption. And what happens if she gets caught? And anyway, she wasn't happy about the whole concept, and she didn't want to be in there. All the cheshbonos that she made, she wasn't sure what to do. And she remembered that she'd once heard a rumor, and she put a private detective onto this Dr. Shalom, and she found out that although he was very efficient, and although he was brilliant in his subject, but on his CV, when he applied for the job in the ministry, he put there that he was a MSc, that he had a degree in computing science, and a PhD, and everybody called him Dr. Shalom, and that was all rubbish. He was self-taught. He hadn't been to university. He didn't have a degree. Yeah, and so what would happen if she would reveal to his superiors, yeah, she would reveal to his superiors the information about him, then there's a good chance that, from one point of view, of course, he's good at his job, so therefore maybe they'll keep him. On the other hand, he misled them, and he's called Dr. Shalom, and he gets the respect, etc., head of department straight in, and he's earning a salary of whatever it is. And the Maisa, he isn't what he claims to be. She could make trouble for him. Maybe they'll keep him, they'll set him aside, they'll demote him. Their vice. She'll make trouble for him. And then, maybe she'll get the contract. Then she'll explain to them that he's told her that she's the lowest contractor, and she should get the contract. Shaila is she allowed to tell his employers about what he did? Is that Lashon Hara? Said Reb Hillel Zaks, 100 years earlier, not even a Rav would have gone to ask such a kasha. And who would have thought, Lashon Hara, and because of a Shaila in Lashon Hara, I'm prepared to forego maybe $3 million in profit? I'm going to ask a Shaila, and that this lady, who we would regard as Nishma Shaloni, Nishta Zoy Haimish, Nishta Zoy Frim, and she went and asked the Shaila. And she was told, you're not allowed to tell. She was told, you're not allowed to shock this guy. And therefore she didn't, and that was it. And therefore she didn't do it. She didn't tell the ministry what happened. She didn't tell the ministry anything about this Dr. Shalom. And that was, as far as Reb Hillel Zaks was concerned, that was the end of the story. And we all wanted to know what happened. Did she get the contract? Did he get the salary? Etc. etc. He said, I've got no idea. He said, it doesn't interest me. He said, I'm telling you the story in order to explain to you the wonderful mala of how Lashon Hara has taken its place in Halacha, alongside Hilchas Shabbos, and alongside Hilchas Kashrus, and alongside all the other Halachas, ad kedei kach, that even a not-so-haimish lady is going to ask a Shaila, and she would be prepared to forego a profit of millions of dollars for the sake of Hilchas Lashon Hara. So the answer is, I don't know what happened in the end, unfortunately, because as far as he was concerned, he was so nispoil from her that was the message he wanted to give us. And I hope she got the contract, and I hope she made the millions as well, and I hope, you know, it would have been nice if the story ended up so nicely and then she lived happily ever after. I hope so.
I hope you changed the names before telling us.
I made up the names. I don't think he mentioned any names. Okay, so telling you mentioning Rebbe Dessler's vault, that you have to be up front. You have to tell people at the beginning of the shiur. Yeah? So that brings us to one of the halachas that we learnt in the Chofetz Chaim. And this is with the parish of the Nesiv Chaim. The Nesiv Chaim is a parish that I found on the Oitzah Chochma. It was written by a koilnik in Bnei Brak, whose name is Ramosha Kaufman. I've got no idea who he is, but he writes very nicely in his commentary on the Chofetz Chaim. We're soon going to be learning in Klal Yud, we're going to be learning the Dinim of Toyeles. Yeah, the heter, the main heter that one has for telling Lashon Hara is if it is the Toyeles. And there are seven conditions attached. I'll run through them very quickly. It's not our main subject here, but just to run through them very quickly. First of all, you have to have accurate information. Secondly, you have to have interpreted it properly. Thirdly, you have to try and speak direct with the person. Before you start going and telling anybody else about it, you have to try and speak to the person himself, if you think it will help. Fourthly, when you tell, if you tell Lashon Hara Lo Toyeles, you're not allowed to exaggerate, you're not allowed to alter any facts, you're not allowed to change anything at all. Fifthly, you must have a genuine intent. In other words, you really want to help the person who you're speaking Lashon Hara about, you haven't got any other motives, Chas V'Sholom. Then you have to try every other alternative apart from Lashon Hara before you go and tell the Toyeles. And thirdly, there's a financial cap on it. There's a limit on the loss that this person might have to accept. We'll be learning those halachas, those seven to nine in Toyeles shortly. Says the Nesiv Chaim, there's a halacha that niskaven lechol bosa chazir. If a person had an intention to eat bosa chazir, and by mistake he ended up eating something kosher, but he intended to do an avera, yeah, then adayin tzorech kapora. Such a person still needs a kapora, because when he ate the meat, he thought he was eating chaza, and he wanted to do it. So you've got this guy who's chvayis, he travels to work every day, and he sees these big adverts, yeah, on the underground and on the street for the Big Mac. Yeah, the double quarter pounder Big Mac in McDonald's, yeah. And the Big Mac in McDonald's sounds very attractive. You get a bun, you get two quarter pounder beef burgers. Yeah, it's dripping with sizzling Emmental cheese. There's lettuce, tomato, fried onions, and loads of the Big Mac sauce. Worse, I looked it up. Yeah, and finally, every day he's faced by this advert, and every day his mouth is watering, and he's thinking to himself, "I've never ever had a Big Mac, a bun like that, with cheese, and with..." It sounds so geschmack. What shall I do? But eventually, his tava overcomes him, and he plucks up the courage, and one day on the way home, he arrives in Golders Green Station, and he walks to McDonald's on Golders Green Road, and he orders the Big Mac. He orders the Big Mac, he waits for 5 minutes, and then they bring him this thing. Yeah, it's the meat is sizzling and the cheese is dripping. Yeah, and I macht chesboinus. Yeah, am I kaver suda? I'm not kaver suda. The bun is a mazoinus. It's not a mazoinus. You know, yeah. What's the ikka and what's the toffel? Is it the meat? Is it the cheese? Is it the vegetables? Chvayis. In the end, he decides to wash. Yeah, he washes for a moitzi, and then he makes a ganza l'shem yichud, and hin nimuchan mezuman l'kai bashakosu batoyro, yeah, mibesorom lo yisachelu, sheketsu lochem, lo yisavashe el gedi, bachalev imoi, v'inayim Hashem l'keinu aleinu, and he tucks in. And he's never eaten anything like that in his life. It's me'ein oilam hazeh. It really is. It's beautiful. Yeah, and it's finger-licking good, and he finishes off every crumb. Yeah, I mixed up the yoitzrus, yeah? It's Kentucky Fried Chicken, the finger looking good. Anyway, so he finishes off every little crumb, and for days afterwards, he just, it was mamash worth it. He done la vera, but in the Tribune, the following week, he reads an article in which they write as follows, that McDonald's in Golders Green, last week, was supposed to get a delivery. They get a delivery every day, a big lorry, which supplies them with all the fresh food that they need for today. And the lorry broke down. And they open up in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, and they phone up headquarters and they say, "We haven't got any food. We haven't got any food." And the headquarters said to them, "Let it cost whatever it costs. The show must go on. Go out on the street and buy whatever you need." So they went to Carmeli and they bought buns. And they went to Kosher Deli and they bought the burgers. And then they went to Be Kosher and they bought a vegan cheese that's a part of a product from America called I Can't Believe It's Not Cheese. Yeah, with a starke heksha. And they bought the, yeah, and the lettuce was boydick, that came from that came also from the fridge in Bikosha, yeah, and the fried onions were from Lieber's, and everything absolutely had a heksha, right? I made this up, so yeah, I haven't worked out quite how he got over the problem of the oven. Okay. Yeah, the kalim, the kash, okay, forget that. Oba, sofkosof, right? At the end of the day, tzorech kapora. At the end of the day, tzorech kapora, because he thought he was eating treif, he thought he was eating bosa b'cholof, he thought he was mamash tucking in to something which was mamash aveira, and ola biyodo lo bosa tle, he had the zechus, the Rebbein Shem didn't let him for whatever reason, but he still needs a kapora because of his intention. Says the Nesiv Chaim, if you have a situation where you have to, where let's say Reuven knows something about Shimon, he knows Lashon Hara about Shimon, and he thinks, he's tried speaking to Shimon, he's fulfilled all the conditions of Toyeles. And then he goes to Levi, because Levi he thinks can have an influence on Shimon. So he goes to Levi and says, I want to tell you something interesting about Shimon. I want to tell you some Lashon Hara about Shimon. And they sit together for 5 minutes, and he tells him about all the misdeeds that Shimon has been doing. And then at the end he says to him, and I think that maybe you can help. Because if you do this, and if you do that, if you speak to so-and-so, you speak to him, etc., etc., you can have an influence on such a person. Yeah, the Chofetz Chaim says that that's actually what happened. Vayovei Yosef es dibosom roa el aviem. Right, Yosef came and told stories about his brothers el aviem. He said, the Chofetz Chaim says that was l'toyeles. He thought they wouldn't listen to him. He was a younger brother. If he would tell them off, they would make fun. They wouldn't be mekabel from him. But if he speaks to his father, and his father speaks to the sons, then Vayoves Yosef is Dibosom Ra Elavim is not a criticism. There are other reasons why Yosef was punished, but the Dibosom Ra Elavim was not the Aveira, because the Dibosom Ra that he brought was L'Toyeles, the Torah is telling us something good about it. says the Nesiv Chaim, therefore, if you start telling the other person, if Reuben starts telling Levi about Shimon, about the things that he's done, and for 5 minutes, whilst he's telling him, he thinks, oh, this is a nice geschmack, Lashon Hara. And he's got no idea that it's L'Toyeles. He says, then, tzorech kapora. Because afterwards, he'll say, yeah, and by the way, all this that I told you was L'Toyeles. Ah, it was all L'Toyeles. Yeah, now it became heter. But whilst he was listening to the Lashon Hara, for those few minutes, he thought he was listening to our Lashon Hara. He didn't realize that he was being involved and that he was being told the Lashon Hara in order that he should do something about it. And therefore it could be like, given that Niskavin Lechol Bosa Chazir, V'Ola B'Yodoi Bosa Tle, that he did that, he thought he was doing an Avera, and in fact maybe the person who's telling him, it'll be over Lifne Yiveh, because he's told him something, and the person thinks he's listening to Lashon Hara, and in the end, it's L'Toyeles, it's Ola B'Yodoi Bosa Tle. Therefore he says, Siv Chaim says that Misvora, from that Gemara about Niskaven, I would suggest, he says, that if anybody ever, and because we're going to be learning Toyeles now, that's our next subject, that if anybody ever has to speak Lashon Hara about somebody else to a third person, L'Toyeles, you've got to be maktim at the beginning. Say right at the beginning, from the beginning, the Lashon Hara that I am about to tell you is because it is L'Toyeles, because I think that you can help. And therefore, he won't be over while he's listening at all. They won't have done any Aveira, not him when he tells, and not the person when he listens. Speaking about the Jewish Tribune, yeah, we had a discussion a couple of weeks ago, which is also very interesting. We learned Klal Tes, which is about Avak Lashon Hara. And in Avak Lashon Hara, there were a number of different categories of Avak Lashon Hara. Right? One of the... The first one is, the Olam's got this quite fresh in their minds, but I'll just run through them very, very briefly. Number one is when you speak Lashon Hara, but you don't speak Lashon Hara. Yeah, somebody will ask you after day's shir, how was Wiesenfeld today? And you say, Freg mich nicht. Yeah? Besser nicht fragen. You know, ask somebody else. Yeah? That sort of thing. So there, you haven't said anything, but at the end of the day, it's quite clear what your intention is. The second one is, and that's the one we're going to speak about, is when you speak so effusively, speaking praise about somebody, and you go on and on and on about it, that the result zikr is going to be that the person who's listening is going to turn back to you and say, ha, you think he's such a tzaddik, you think he's such a nadvan, you think he's such an askan, I can tell you things about him that would make your hair stand on end. Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, in a crowd, certainly, there'll be somebody who's going to pipe up and going to say, Sinish does over your mind. So that's the second of Lashon Hara. The third one is the third one is that you're not allowed to cause him any loss, right? In other words, he gives the example of somebody who manages to get a private loan from somebody. You don't go around telling everybody in town, I got a private loan from Ploini, because he'll have a queue of people. It was unsecured, and he did me a toiva, and he was so nice about it, etc., then the result will be that he'll have 1,000 people queuing at his door, and it will be very difficult for him to say no. It mustn't be something that you could interpret in two different ways, and the final thing is that you mustn't say the Lashon Hara in such a way that, like you asked me before, how do you know all the ingredients of the McDonald's burger? Yeah, I looked it up online, but... Yeah, you could suspect me that I myself have been into burger. Yeah, I described it with such geschmack that maybe, you could suspect me, chas v'sholem, that I've eaten a burger in my life.
Was it
yeah?
tasty?
What?
Was it tasty?
Finger-licking tasty. But, yeah, right, but, yeah, so therefore you mustn't say it in such a way that the person is choshed you when you're saying him Lashon Hara. Now, again, the Nesiv Chaim says that in that case, if you look at the second one, the second category of Avak Lashon Hara, which was about speaking effusively the praise of people. Ad kadei kach, that maybe somebody will turn around and say, but it's not like that because he's really something else other than what people think he is. I know better. Yeah. So the Tziv Chaim discusses there, and he says it's brought down discussion. So why is it allowed? Why do we allow Jewish newspapers and magazines to be published? Right, they come with a hechsher. There's a roof who's bal machshir, who checks everything that's written in it. They're full. They don't tell Lashon Hara. They don't tell anything bad about anybody. They're very careful with that. But they're full of praise about people, about this askan, about the nadvan who gave so much money, about the moysud, about the guy from Shuvu, and who knows what. Yeah, you get the people getting presentations and at a dinner and the guest of honor and this, that, and the other. Right, they're full of things, and the result is going to be that people are going to read it. It becomes a discussion amongst people, and then people will start saying the opposite. So therefore, the Nesiv Chaim says, what's the heter to publish these newspapers which give so much praise to people who've done good things? Because they might... Why isn't it Avak Lashon Hara? Because it will prompt others to respond, Asinish Tazoi. And he gives two answers, and I'll just add one more, Machshova, very simple. One of them, obviously, he says, is Latoyeles. In the same way that we make Mishaberachs in Shul on Shabbos, right? People hear that people do good things. People hear that other people are askonim. People see that people give money. And therefore, as a result of that, that will encourage other people. And therefore, that's good. And Taka, the newspapers should be careful that in their language and their description, they're not over the top. They don't exaggerate. They don't make it over the top. But then, Chanama, there's a mitzvah to be mefarsim, the people who do good things. He says the second thing is that, he says, there are so many rumors going around. There are so many stories going around. There's so many falsehoods going around. Yeah, stories about things that are happening. What happened here in the last few days, I got from members of Torahway, this clip about the extract from the Zohar, about 45 people being killed on the yahrzeit of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai on Lag BaOmer. People sent me the clip, so you get the clip, and you say, wow, amazing, 45 people predicted already in the Idra Rabba, unbelievable. Yeah, 5 minutes later, keep that Zweiten clip, Reb Yai Hoffman on Yeshiva World News, it's a load of rubbish, it's bogus, it's misunderstood, mistranslated, misunderstood, what's it called, it doesn't mean that at all. Yeah, so that's what happens when you have unreliable sources. How many times have you got a message saying, Baruch Hashem, Ploini engaged? Yeah, and then 5 minutes later, sorry, no, it's not true, or it's not official yet. Yeah, Rahman al-Islam, we've even had recently Baruch Dai Nemesis. Yeah, Baruch Dai Nemes, Ploini was Nifta. A few minutes later, nah, it's not true. Yeah. If you rely on unreliable sources, right? If you're going to get all your news from the WhatsApp, or from the texts or the other methods that are available, then it's unreliable. Therefore, the Chachomim decided that it was kedai to have Jewish newspapers and Jewish magazines who publish reliable information, who publish information that's been checked and that it can be verified, and they won't publish anything that hasn't been checked. That's better than people believing all the rumours that went around. And also, I thought, Mistoma, and again, I was just thinking about it last night, that Mistoma, I guess, that in the late 1800s in Eastern Europe, there were a lot of newspapers being printed from Nishtheimische sources, which were being mamash meisis umaydiach klal Yisrael. The youngsters were reading these things from all the communism and the Bundists and all the various. They were producing Yiddish newspapers written in Yiddish and being published everywhere. And the people were reading these things and they were going off the derech. And therefore, it could be that the Gedolim at the time saw fit that at that time we have to have our own newspapers. We have to have the newspapers which are written al pitoyra in order that people should be able to get accurate information, reliable information which is reliable al pi Torah, and that will be an assistance to prevent these people from reading these other things. So therefore, just to recap, we've learnt briefly the halachas of Toyeles, we've learnt briefly the halachas of Avak Loshon Hara, we've discussed about saying up front, if you're speaking the Toyeles, always tell him first, in order to not to be machshel anybody in the Aveira. And we've spoken about newspapers. Nimetz Shem, the Hilchos Lashon Hara that we learn every day and today should be a schus for Dudi and should be a schus for everybody, that Nimetz Shem, the absence of Lashon Hara and the refraining from Lashon Hara, Mizon Zoychazan, Tobias Glow Tedek, may remain.
Yes.